Okay, this is Faye Jones, and she's from Wisconsin.
No.
From
Bastrop, Texas.
Bastrop, Texas.
I'm gonna let you tell your own story.
Okay.
I'm gonna do it right. Do you want me to hold it?
Yeah.
Just like that. Okay.
Yeah, just hold it up like that.
All right.
And you can. Yeah.
Okay. Where do I start? My name is Faye Jones, and I live in Bastrop, Texas with my husband, Pete. Bastrop is between Houston and Austin, so when the evacuees started moving west from the Katrina disaster, as they overflowed Houston, they started moving towards Austin. And Bastrop received about 450 evacuees, and we housed them and fed them, and one of the biggest things we did was we had a disaster application center for 2 days, and we brought together all of the city, county, and state, and some federal agencies in one place. We provided transportation as needed for people to come in and get registered for food stamps and school, and we had representatives from the Bar Association there for legal assistance. We had professional counselors there. And we did that. Like I said, we served about 450 people. And in the course of that, some of the members of some of the churches in our alliance decided that they were being called to go to see what had happened in Mississippi. So they started driving, and when they got to Waveland, which was the place that everybody said, there's nothing there, there's no one there, don't even bother to go to Waveland because, you know, we just need to focus on places where there are still people. And when they got to the Fred's parking lot, which is where we're sitting, and they just felt that God was calling them to stop. And they had two or three pickup loads of food and water and charcoal grills, and there were about five or six guys. So they stopped here and they started cooking hamburgers. And pretty soon 15 people came out of the woods right behind us here. They served them, and some of them needed clothes, so they gave them clothes. They kept feeding, and people kept coming, kept coming, kept coming. And pretty soon there was an abundance of people and beginning to be a lack of food, so they decided they needed to pray for food, and they did their prayer circle, and somebody said, well, we need to be specific. You know, we can't just pray for food. We need to be specific. What are we going to pray for? Somebody says, well, let's pray for hot dogs, because hot dogs can be spread. You know, they can be cut in pieces. So they prayed for hot dogs, and about 10 minutes after they stopped praying, this van drove up, like a truck, small truck. And the guy gets out and he says, I'm from Circle K in Florida, and I've got 2,600 hot dogs on this truck. And can anybody use them? And they said, well, yeah.
Wow.
So they had the hot dogs. And
good morning.
Sometime after that, they were out of water. And when I first arrived here, this place was absolutely covered with water. So I can't believe that there was ever a time we didn't have water. But they prayed for water, and a big 53-foot trailer drove into the parking lot, and they said, I've got a delivery to make, and I don't know where I'm supposed to go. And they said, well, what do you have on the truck? And he said, water. And they said, you're here. So they took all the water off the truck. And so that was the beginning. A few days after they were here, the Rainbow people came down to see what was going on.
Uh-huh.
And they arrived here, and we believe that they were sent by God also. And they said, we cook. And the guys said, great, because we don't. And so they took over the cooking and the serving, and they have served three hot meals a day since about 10 days after the storm.
Wow.
And just awesome, awesome food and an awesome presence. They have servant hearts and the spirit of giving. And we have had such a cooperative, symbiotic relationship with the group of Rainbow that's been here, and it's just been awesome. One of the first groups that came down as part of our alliance was a group from Cedar Creek Methodist in Bastrop County. And they were here, actually, they were here during Rita. And all the people that were here had to evacuate the evacuation. And the minister from Cedar Creek Methodist, his dad lives over in Loosedale. So about 19 people went from here to Loosedale and stayed with his dad during the Rita situation, which wasn't as bad here as they thought it was going to be. My husband was part of that group. He had come down by that time. And they stayed over there a couple of days and then came back and put it all back together and started serving the people again. And during that first week that my husband was here, some of the guys said, you know, you and Faye are retired, and we all have jobs, and we all have young families. How about if y'all just do the leadership over here? So we agreed to do that. I came over the following week. And except for we took 6 days off, in the middle, and Pete took 2 days off to go do a granddaddy thing with our 7-year-old grandson.
Uh-huh.
And we couldn't miss that. That was very, very important.
Paramount.
And so he did that. But other than that, we've been here ever since. And we've served, I have no idea how many people we've served. We're still serving about 1,500 people a day.
Wow.
That's family members and,
uh-huh.
and people.
Yeah.
We've had, I just added it up, we've had about 26,000, over 26,000, 28,000 volunteer hours. People come in from all over the country. They fly in, they drive in, they bring RVs, they bring tents, they bring things with them, they bring supplies and stuff for the distribution center. The New Waveland Cafe and Free Market are famous all over the world, probably. We're on websites and all that kind of stuff. So I don't even know all the websites because I don't have computer access here. But it's just been, it has been such an outpouring of love and joy and giving, and God's presence is so vivid here. The church is so much in action here. I can't imagine anything that would strengthen my faith more than being here. To see the resilience of the residents of Hancock County, to see their burgeoning hope for the future, to see their stick-to-itiveness.
Mm-hmm.
I was just privileged to hear the story of a lady who is a grandmother, and she and her daughter survived the storm in the top of a pine tree. And to hear her say, talk about the 4-bedroom home that she and her husband had built, she's a widow now, the fine things that they had, the clothing, the furniture, and to hear her say with tears in her eyes that it's all just stuff. And, you know, just how much everyone has learned what's important. And what's important is people. And the people that are here are just, they're just so loving and appreciative. And then we're not here for the appreciation, but it does help.
Yeah.
The hugs that we've gotten are just, I mean, that's what's kept us going is the hugs. We hug each other, we hug the rainbow, they hug back. There are certain ones that are, I'm a real hugger, I love to hug. And some people do that, and some people don't.
Yeah.
But a lot of times it's, you know, how's your day? Well, my day hasn't started yet because I don't have a hug. And, you know, it's that kind of a place. It's just filled with love and compassion and respect. And people that just come in from all over the country and stay. And we have people that have come back time after time. I know of one young man who's been with us several times, and he is from Tuscaloosa. And he's actually quit his job and given away all his goods, and he's gonna relocate to Hancock County and design and build houses for people.
Wow.
There's another man from over in Florida, I can't remember what town it is right now, and he has designed a structure which can be very quickly, it's like a pre-built almost.
Yeah.
It can be very quickly put together, and it's like 10 by 10, but there's, you can add another hat to it, make it a 10 by 20, and it can be used as... It can be used as a commercial, or it can be used as a residence. They can put porches on it. They, you know, it's really, really a cool thing.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, people from all over the country are just doing things that, you know, we're making this up as we go along.
Mm-hmm.
That's the neat thing about
yeah.
it, is we, everyone is so creative, and you think, oh, man, we can't do that. Well, yes, we can. Yes, we can. And
now, where's the everybody going to go after the 28th, or is it the 2nd?
Well, the 24th, which is Thanksgiving Day, will be the last day for the market.
Okay.
The cafe is going to continue to serve through the 26th because we're going to have a huge Thanksgiving celebration on Thursday. And we're having, you know, the traditional Thanksgiving turkey meal and all that. Everyone's invited. And that's going to be a big blowout day in the market. So it's going to be just awesome.
Yeah.
Then Friday, the market will start breaking down. The cafe is planned to serve two meals on Thursday, two meals on Friday, and then Saturday, we're going to do a parade. The South loves a parade, and we are going to do a parade with floats and bands and color guard and marching people and all kinds of neat stuff. And then we'll end here at the market and cafe, and they're going to serve a meal that day. And after that, we'll be breaking down. There is at least one food pantry, probably two, that are being started in churches here in Hancock County. So everything we have left will go to those food pantries. It'll be well established when we leave, and you know, they'll have guidelines in place and all of those things. There will be probably a small distribution center and kitchen in the county. We don't know exactly where that's going to be yet. But this county is ready for us to be gone. It's time for us to leave. There's been so many indicators of that.
Okay.
And it's, we knew when we came here that we wanted to work ourselves out of a job.
Yeah.
We do not want to compete with the local economy. I mean, well, it's not even competition, because if they're charging and we're not, then that's not competition.
Yeah, that's not good.
And we don't want to interfere with the redevelopment of the economy here. Yesterday was an awesome day for me. We've been working towards people being self-sufficient and people being able to go shopping for themselves without coming here. And yesterday morning at 7, Walmart opened in their store. They've been in a 10, but in their store. And we had no one here. It was totally awesome. This morning, we had no one here. And it's just, I mean, they came later. We had a good number during the day, but to open our doors, or our area, there's no doors, and have no one here, was absolutely the answer to everything we've done. It was the confirmation that what we're doing is the right thing to do. Yeah.